If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish.
The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage.
The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. And Jesus answering said unto them, The children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. So then he that giveth her in marriage doeth well, but he that giveth her not in marriage doeth better. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And again they said, Alleluia! And her smoke rose up for ever and ever. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great.